that might have adjusted some people's thought process. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think the fertilizer situation, if it were to continue, would be more of a 2027 conversation rather than this year. Not to say that, you know, everybody out there hasn't locked in fertilizer or even fuel, but I think the situation that we saw in the fall and with some of the locking in of prices, it shouldn't necessarily see any deterrence for corn acres at this point.